This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3. The Planet Rocks.
If you think, oh man, Ric Flair is really went the EDM route.
No.
No.
That's his daughter Charlotte Flair's theme song. And in just a minute, somebody is going to win the chance to not only meet her on our show tomorrow morning and get pics and autographs and all that, you'll also sit front row at WWE SmackDown.
Please, front freaking row.
Front row. Literally, you will be all over television all night. I've been lucky enough to sit on front row before, and there is a episode of, I believe it was SmackDown years ago, where you see me in Lord Steven Regal's face, calling him a bad word. Remember that, Jim?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Mark Hendricks likes to remind me of that.
Yeah, that was the... See, there was another time, but I feel like if I say that story, then it could potentially get somebody in trouble who works for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about the time one of the guys broke kayfabe.
Yeah.
Was supposed to be selling down by the ring, but he was sitting there talking to us and making faces at us and stuff.
Oh, I don't think that would get him in trouble, but regardless, let's not take that chance.
Yeah.
But yeah, sitting ringside is the blank.
Yeah.
I mean, it is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Win $1,000. Text that to 72881. All right, here we go. Let's do the drawing. The last and final number. So far, we have a 2, a 9, a 3, and, let me look at my paper, a 1. 2, 9, 3, 1.
2, 9, 3. Man, I'm nervous.
If we are about to say your zip code and you're over the age of 18, get ready to win WWE SmackDown front row and the opportunity to come in studio tomorrow morning and meet Ric Flair's daughter, the queen of wrestling, Charlotte Flair.
2, 9, 3, 1.
I'm personally excited about this. Yeah, I like her. I like her.
A treat to watch.
Yeah. And we got all kinds of stuff to talk about with her. All right. Yeah. Jimmy, we'll give you the op. You get to pick the last number. Okay. 2, 9, 3, 1.
I have it in my hand. I'm nervous.
You have it in your hand. Well, draw a number also.
I got that too. I got two
all
hands.
Right. 2, 9. Oh, boy. 2, 9, 3, 1, 6.
Six.
2, 9, 3, 1, 6. Oh, wow.
2, 9, 3, 1, 6.
That is a little close, Tom. 2, 9, 3, 1, 6.
2, 9, 3, 29, 3, 16. There you go.
All right. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. If that is your zip code and you're over the age of 18, call now. Now.
Oh. All at once, y'all. No.
All right. Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal with this whole situation.
Yes.
All right.
They have to, and Jeff has the opportunity to.
It.
Okay, so we have to verify, in fact, that that is your mailing address or whatever. All right, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, we'll have to receive a text message, a photo, or something of that.
All right.
In order to verify.
Okay. Jeff is talking to the first person. I guess I won't say their name yet, because a lot of times with the caller ID, it would not be that person's name. It might be whoever got the phone in their name or
whoever you work for.
A company number. Yeah. We know a lot of you don't work much when you're at work because we see the work lines coming in.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff is going to verify through a photo of a driver's license or current bill that is their zip code, and they will win this great opportunity. Again, Jimmy pointed out almost $1,000 value just in the tickets alone.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even talking about What is it? You telling me? Is there a value to meet Charlotte Flair?
It's priceless.
It is priceless.
How could you attach a value to meeting Charlotte Flair?
Who knows? Who knows?
That's a good idea, too. The lottery.
Yeah.
Is fair.
I think so. Plus, it
balanced.
Makes it wide open, and it makes it where, you know, people that really want to win have had to listen for two straight hours. I mean, truly, we get a little benefit out of this.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, if anybody ever asks you what morning show you listen to, you say The Rise Guys, and then say all 4 hours, because why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You listen to all 4 hours. I don't care if you lie. All right. Man, look at that. I know that person on line four is full of crap.
I know. You're El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas? Come on.
Must have just moved.
Yeah.
Must have just moved to the...
I just moved.
Are you going to go tomorrow night, Fat Boy? I know Jimmy Jack's going.
I ain't going to be able to make it, man.
Why?
It's a little late for me. Yeah, I'm a little ways out.
Man, you ought to go and then get up and go do your cardio the next morning, too.
He ain't no farther out than Jimmy is in Piedmont.
I do got to get up early to shoot some stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pardon? Uh-oh. Gotta, you're not a gun guy. What are you talking about?
Got to go to a gym when it's pretty much barren. Nobody's there.
Oh, I have a text. I'm looking at a picture of P1 Lunchbox's newborn baby, but no, I have a text from someone else.
Oh, they had your kid?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to the Senegorinis, ever how you say your name.
Matt
Singer Guarini.
Easy to say.
That's our friend in Chicago. Matt Singer Guarini.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in Chicago. Had another baby last night.
All right, this is our first verification. Should I say the name?
I don't know. We can.
All right, there it is.
That's
the zip code.
I'm looking at a photo of a driver's license that was issued April 1st, 2016.
All right. So we don't know if that's... We don't know who's on the phone, though.
I just found it on the side of the road.
Let's go to line two. And this that. Let's make sure if we don't cross our hair or anything. Line two is the person you just got that text from, yes?
Absolutely.
Okay,
same
I don't
number.
Want to give away the wrong tickets to the wrong
it's
people.
It's the same area code and the same phone number, yep.
Here's the thing. Can't get more. It just can't get more. So yeah. If we screw up here, we're screwed.
No, this that the phone numbers match. The person on line two is the person who sent the driver's license.
All right, we now
and they are an organ donor, so thank you.
To line, thank you for your heart or whatever it is. Let's go to line two and say hello to
who's it?
P1 Shenanigans.
You live 29316.
Yeah,
it is, and you're a organ donor.
And you are an organ donor.
Yes, you are an organ donor.
Yes.
Well,
so am I.
Let's make it official with a zip code of 293. Oh, very nice. A bunch of people point out Austin 316.
Yeah.
29316.
Wow.
I'll be dad blame. Well, congratulations. Let's get Stink Martin over here to the microphone. Steve. Stink.
Steve Stink. Martin. Why is Steve Martin here?
Stink Martin, yeah.
Did I say Stink Martin?
You said Stink Martin. And
well, I'm shortened it.
You got banjo on the brain.
Stink heavy.
Well, congratulations, P1 Shenanigans. You're going to WWE SmackDown Live tomorrow night. You're going to be in the very front row. And you get to come in here and meet the queen herself, Charlotte Flair, tomorrow morning.
Calm down. Have you? Will you be able to be here tomorrow morning to meet the queen?
Yes.
You'll make it happen.
And I'm going to bring my husband, if that's okay, because like he is a bigger fan.
Oh, no, it's just one ticket.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's two tickets.
Yeah! She knew better, man.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah, of course, you'd leave him at home. Well, hold on. Jeff's got to get all your information. That went well. That really went well, the whole zip code lottery. I really like that because it opens it up, like you said, Jimmy, to literally everybody over the age of 18.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, anybody with a mailing address.
Wow. I was just thinking, like, oh, let's make sure that those are the same one, because you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they would only be one ticket. They'd have to go together.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations to P1 Shenanigans from Bowling Springs, South Carolina. 29316 is the zip code. Tomorrow morning, probably around this same time, Charlotte Flair will be right here in this very studio.
Yes, she will.
So let's make sure we clean it up a little bit this morning.
The Queen live tomorrow morning. We'll be in the presence of royalty.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. When we come back, though, I got a big old stack of email, and your questions will be answered right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nimes, Agent Fatboy, The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Mail's in.
in. Our sacks are about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys Mail Sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys Mail Sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys Mail Sack.
Big old sack, tickle it.
Yes, sir. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. You can email us at any point. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. And I got a bunch of them here, so let's get right into them. First of all, remember I told the story the other day about how we were talking about dropping out of school.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked about the professor at Greenville Tech that was the professor of marketing, Don Wally.
Donnie.
Tried to talk me out of dropping out and all of this. I got about 17, 18 people sent me his obituary.
Oh.
He died in December.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He died in December. But get this. You know what year he retired? The same year that I dropped out.
Really?
And I'm just wondering, did he say, you know what? I just lost the next great marketer. Screw this. I'm out of here. I'm going to go retire on a golf course somewhere, which is what he did.
That's what it sounds like.
He retired. So rest in peace, the great Don Wally.
Yes.
Marketing professor at Greenville Tech. Tried to talk me out of it. And I'm glad he didn't, because I wouldn't have gotten a job with a marketing degree from Tech, if I'm being honest. All right, let's go to the next one. Oh, come on. Good morning, TRG. Yes, I know it's 2 a.m., but that's when I am bored at work, and that is when I email you guys. I'm a wrestling fan, but I understand how a lot of people get mad when you talk about it. My friends who don't like wrestling are the same way. They'd rather talk about literally anything else, even tragedy and death and all kind of awful stuff, just as long as they don't have to hear or see or do anything in the world related to wrestling. So people who hate wrestling really hate wrestling. But do people who hate baseball feel the same way? Do you guys get hate mail from people who hate basketball if you talk about basketball? Do people who hate The Walking Dead say they'll never listen again if you do a story about The Walking Dead? Does anything else get that kind of hatred? I'm curious about this. The only thing I can think of is NASCAR, so I guess it's some kind of anti-redneck thing or whatever. Oh, well, I'm not a redneck. I'm a nerdy engineer like most people who buy $500 ringside seats to wrestling must be. They aren't coming from the trailer park for $500 a piece. So why do people still act like it? I guess I just feel unreasonably hated on for liking wrestling. Thanks, guys. P1 Vampire Hunter D. People that are anti-wrestling are very anti-wrestling.
NASCAR is a solid number two, though. He's absolutely right. As far as people just hating on something that they don't like, you can't just not like it and not watch it. You actively dislike it. It's wrestling and NASCAR.
Yeah.
People actively I don't really care about bowling or Bassmasters tournaments. Mm-hmm. I don't dislike them, though. I just don't care. I don't like them. I think it's boring, but I don't hate on them.
Yeah.
Well.
You just choose not to watch them.
Off the top of my head.
I mean, really.
Earlier when I was talking about going to the Ying Yang Twins concert, apparently some people don't like hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
And speak very vocally against it.
When you get into music genres, people who are like, I hate rap. People who are like, I hate country. You have people, I listen to anything but rap. And then the same dude, I listen to anything but country.
See, that's what makes it hard for me is because I like all of that. I like them all. And I'll go from 1 week being all like, oh, yeah, let me listen to some 90s country. And then the next week, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I can't give an example, but I'm all over the board. I really am.
It's pretty much just... just wrestling, NASCAR, country music, rap music, and politics. So people you associate with dumb people are fans of.
Mm-hmm.
Politics, ew.
Yeah, that's where it. That's about where it goes.
Yeah,
like
those are the ones.
Even religion, like when we bring up religion, I don't hear from agnostics or anything say, oh, quit talking about that.
Yeah, you don't hear from that when you bring up, you mean, you might hear it.
Fatboy passes me notes to quit talking about it.
Yeah, but you just get it in waves if you talk about wrestling or NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I try to, when we're talking about wrestling in any way, I look at the text, and if I see a whole bunch of them, I know, okay, we've been talking about it too long. Ultimately, we want people to be into what we're talking about.
Well,
mainstream-wise.
The people who hate wrestling hate it so much that they're going to be mad at us right now for talking about it. Even though we're not talking about it, we're talking about how people hate it.
Yeah.
You just say the word.
That's what it is. You just have to say it's the W/R word. You get it.
Wrestling. That's right.
You say restless, and they're all, oh, here it goes.
Yeah, you're like, man, my legs rest. Oh.
Well.
Restless what? Oh, sleep syndrome. I got you. So, yeah, but for those that hate wrestling, tomorrow morning, Charlotte Flair will be in studio.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably talk very little wrestling with her, but she'll be here.
Yeah, she's pretty, so they'll tolerate her.
Is that the way the world is, Paige?
I think it is.
A good-looking woman gets everybody's attention?
That's right.
Mm. Pretty much.
Hello, saviors of morning radio. I'm a loyal P1, and I've always wondered this. Who off the air cusses the most? Who has the filthiest mouth of TRG? Tickle it, guys. P1, Biff Tannen.
Man.
Back to the Future reference.
Me.
Paige says the C word a lot.
Can I go with that one first? That email first?
Yeah, go at it.
I think Matt and Fatboy might say more bad words at a higher volume than me, but they both have words they're offended by, whereas I do not. So there's absolutely not one word in the language I'm not willing to say freely. But I think y'all might say more bad words than me.
Yeah, he's right, man. He's got a point.
Yeah,
he'll say whatever. But we know each other's word that, you know, gets on. It's just not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about just generally. I mean, look, there are some words that are just not acceptable at all anywhere. And obviously none of us are going to be going around doing that. But as far as other words that you can say and not get, like, you know, beat down for somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I'll say all those ones.
Right.
To clarify what I meant, yes.
I like the combination cuss words. Horse blankie is one of my favorite ones.
Right.
That's like to mash them together and just, you know, whatever comes out.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I like to sometimes analyze cuss words and wonder, like with the S word, for instance, like if somebody says something you don't believe, it's bull or horse, but never any other one.
Yeah, I like to say horse myself.
You're like, oh, yeah, that's a bunch of cat blank. No one ever says that. That's a bunch
best.
Of gerbil blank coming out of your mouth, buddy.
No, if something is just bad, you might
horse
describe
dog.
It as dog.
That's what I'm saying, dog or horse.
Yeah. Well,
oh, bad.
If it's bad,
oh,
you'll
see.
Say it. That's dog.
Yeah. No, but you don't ever.
Dinky.
Yeah. Cow blank. You smell like cow blank, but never, you know. It has varying words.
Yeah. But the answer to your question, all of us a lot.
All of us a lot. Yeah, that's right.
All of us a lot.
But you think it's a tie between Fatboy and I?
Man, I was in there last week. We were all in the office on the same conference call, and it was funny because the dude on the other end is wishing he had never said that one F word he said because it just unleashed a torrent for 10 minutes.
Well, I like to...
Like three times in a sentence, though, come on.
I like to fill people out. Like if they drop the first cuss word in a business setting, that opens the door.
See how many we can say before we make them. All right, that's enough.
He didn't say that.
I know, but he's probably. Look, he might have been getting to that point. I'm not saying he was. I'm just, as soon as he said it, we started in major.
Well, we stop it, guys. It's major. Business call.
We were well behaved, then he said it, and we started saying it extra, double and triple.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know with the call what was expected. Paige, I was pitching a new idea that I had. It's townhomes for girls only. Only ladies only. But they said the name was the problem.
Terrible idea.
Well, no, it wasn't. They said the idea was great. It was the name.
Oh.
Wouldn't you like to live at Feminine Pads?
No.
Wouldn't that be the coolest place in the world
Never.
To live?
I like my male neighbors.
All lady housing.
Ew, that's a dorm.
I liked it. All right,
dorm.
Can I do another one here real
sure.
quick? Okay. Oh, boy, that one go wild. Hey, guys, I literally never miss a minute of TRG. Sometimes I listen to older shows on iTunes when I get bored. Oh, thanks. I'm bored. What will I do? I'll listen to old Rise Guys. I hear Matt Man call 9 all these funny nicknames. Sweet Baby James is my fave. Matt, do you have a favorite nickname to call 9? 9, do you have a favorite nickname for yourself? P1, is it Bose or Boz? B-O-Z-Z. In Lincolnton, Boz or Bose? My favorite one to call him is Jimmy Jack or Jimmy Jack Jackie. Like, when I'm talking to you off the air, I always call you that.
Yeah, you do.
I never call you. Rarely do I call you Nine. Sometimes I do, just for purposes on the air.
That's
true. Like, you're Jimmy, as far as I know. I was looking for the little song Fat Boy made for you years ago. Here it is. I like that one.
Hey, son.
Hey, son. Whoa, oh, sweet baby Jay. Yeah, I like that, too. But Jimmy Jack Jackie's my favorite. Nine, do you have a favorite nickname for yourself that we call you?
Man. Oh. Look, I like them all. I like them all equally. I can't think of one that stands out.
Jackie, Jackie, Jackie. Jimmy Jack Jackie. Jackie Jack. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
That's Fat Boy singing, of course.
Jimmy Jack. Woo! Jackie, Jimmy, Jackie, Jack, Jimmy Jack.
Fat Boy, were you on cocaine when you did that? I'm serious, because I haven't seen that level of energy come out of you since then.
It was during one of the 28 hours. That we used to do here.
That was the best ever.
You didn't answer my question, though.
No.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite one for Nine, Fat Boy?
I just call him Nine. If I'm talking about him to other people,
yeah,
I'll say Nine.
Yeah. Do you have one for
yourself?
Pronouns
are not my friend.
Jimmy Jack Jackie?
I really don't. I'm fine with any of them, I guess.
Uncle Ham?
Yeah, you know, I hated that one at first. Now I don't really mind it.
Yeah. Nine and a half? That was your first name.
Yeah, it was. I had that on my car windows.
Electric Jimmy. There's another one.
Ooh, I do have a lot.
You might have the most.
No, certainly not. Fat Boy has way more.
Fat Boy has more?
Yeah, well, probably.
You have more because your real name is James, and then that converts to Jimmy or Jim or Jack or Jackie.
Yeah, it converts to a lot of things, but he's the FB, so he's been everything from Fartbox to football to Fanboy to Facebook, Blank Book.
I love that. Play that again. Right. Electric Slide.
Blank Boy.
He's electric.
Ready?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been Flooby, Flooboo, Floobs, Duber, Dauber.
Fat Butt.
Yeah, Fat Butt.
Faceballs.
Jerry Larry.
What?
Yeah, Jerry Larry. Yeah, because his name's Jeremy Lawrence. So
Germ.
Jerry Larry, Germ.
Yep.
He wanted his first radio name to be...
Fat J, right?
Fat, no. Was it Fat J?
I don't remember.
At one point, you wanted to be Fat J. I remember hearing that.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted his radio name to be Dauber because he sounds like Dauber from TV's Coach.
He's Fat Daddy.
Yep. Fat J's good, though.
Sounds I don't remember, like, saying that.
Patrick Starfish, we called you for many, many weeks.
Yeah, people have called you Snuffleupagus, Eeyore. Yeah.
I was hoping you guys would remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judy, 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 Judy. Called you that.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff. Old Gray Bear.
Yeah.
That was one. I've called you probably. Farvog, the Russian bottom bear.
Yeah, Farvog, the Russian bottom bear.
God. Maybe later on we'll add them up and see who has the most nicknames.
Hope so.
I tell you this, we're going to take a break. We come back. More SAC, TRG, at 933theplanetrocks.com.
Rock at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:47. We're going to go back into the sack. I got a whole bunch of them here for me. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. Let's start with this. I love the questions where they're just like, why? But we'll go with this. Hey, guys, P1 low-key low here. I've never emailed you before, but I have a stupid question. I've always watched a lot of mob movies and crime documentaries and stuff like that. Something I got from my daddy, I guess. Anyway, I was watching an old episode of Miami Vice last week on El Rey because I'm so lazy I couldn't find anything else to do with my day. Well, my wife comes in and they're talking about money laundering. So she asked me what exactly that is. In that moment, I realized I don't exactly know what it is or how people do it. Do you guys know enough to explain it? If not, I'm sure there's a P1 who's done it, who's done time for it, or maybe Rob Inario can explain it since he's a lawyer and they all do it, LOL. I'm going to get you right ahead on this one. P1 low key low. P.S. Yes, I know I could Google it, but why should I look it up when I could have Nine do it for me?
I provide a service. I'm going to get on Fiverr and make $20 a day.
First of all, Rob Inario probably knows everything about it, but never has, don't ever make that joke.
Yeah, to my knowledge, he's never engaged in anything of that sort.
No.
No. But, yeah, I'm sure he could tell you all about how it works.
I'm surprised watching all these crime docs and stuff, you don't know.
I know a fair amount about how it works.
Not from personal experience.
No. My daddy was a criminal, though.
He really was.
My daddy was a criminal, though. And then, yeah, I mean, some of those movies really lay out to you how they do it. I think seemed to me like maybe American Hustle laid out money laundering pretty good as far as explaining ways to actually go about doing it.
Yeah.
Paige?
Ozark?
Yeah, that show. That's all they do.
I didn't know what you were talking about. Yeah. I knew you were talking about just throwing out.
Yeah, that's all about money laundering.
That's on Netflix?
Yeah.
It's cleaning the money, man. You got to know somebody's got a business.
Yeah, but cleaning the money is like, you know, what is it? I can see how people get misled on what cleaning the money even means.
Yeah, putting it on the books, man. Like if you own a car wash, and you know this car wash costs 40 instead of what it actually costs 20, so you can get that extra $20 in.
Yeah,
and put it on.
I used to know of a bar in the upstate. It was maybe 12 minutes from right here. There was never anybody at this bar.
Was it a teddy bar?
No. There was never anybody at this bar. But the bar was there for years and years and years with no business. It's like they can't be making any money, but they're there for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And the only thing you'd ever see parked out there was a few old bikes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was an old club downtown years ago, allegedly, was a front for money laundering.
Yeah, so, I mean, a bar is... Anything they did in Goodfellas is basically, or any mob movies, any of the businesses they ran, from dry cleaners to bars and restaurants, waste management, you want to have something that, well, ideally you want to have a business that takes in a lot of cash, like a retail kind of thing that does a lot of cash business, because you don't know how many tattoos you've given necessarily.
True.
You can just fill out Ford's little paperwork, and then you're laundering your money real easy on like tattoos or drinks or... haircuts or absolutely fat boy, you're dead on with that one. Absolutely,
sir.
Yeah, strip clubs, like another great one. Any business that does a lot of cash is a great way to launder money.
Remember to throw this away.
Not that we're telling you to. That's just answering the question.
Or they'll find a family member that they'll have a certain amount of. Let's say it's $1 million. You know, one family member might get $100,000. You might put another $100,000 in your LLC. You might put it in the Cayman Islands. There's all kinds of places to put it, I've heard.
Yeah. You just have to make it look legitimate. Like,
yes.
You have to. It's ultimately kind of concealing the source to the source of it, not as much as the destination of it, but the source of where it came from.
And subscribe to that magazine.
Yeah. That's how you clean it. But yeah, Rob texted, he said, think Breaking Bad and the car wash. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, they wanted the car wash to launder money because the car wash is a great one.
I've never seen it.
It's easier if you're in the mob and you can kick it up.
Thank you.
You can't just join.
Is there a mob in South Carolina? Don't answer that.
Saying.
Guys, you have an iPad, and it's great that we get to see Facebook fussing in headlines, but why is it in the studio every day? I guess it would be too hard to film everything on every show, but maybe like a highlight per day or something like that. It doesn't have to be live, really. Sometimes the live quality of your videos suck, but I know you guys have to go live to be viral, but a video a day would be cool. Just a thought. Anthony... in Greenville, South Carolina. Won't you come do it then, Anthony, my lord?
Yeah.
Part of that is it's tough to... There's no way to set it up in here as far as just running it. Like, right now, where would we put the camera?
Yeah, there's... And part of the problem is you've never seen the studio or you don't know how it's laid out.
It sucks.
There is no good... There are no lines of sight for a camera. I mean, I'm looking right now. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 computer monitors from where I'm sitting right now. Some of them are hanging. Some of them are taller than others. Some of them are on a countertop.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's no good place to do video that wouldn't be, like, mounted in the corner like a surveillance tape. Where you could see, like, the back of some... You get, like, my bald spot or Matt's one or the other.
I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the headphones are on, I position it to cover the bald spot.
Yeah, yeah, you did. Brilliant. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I wear it out of here. Some people are like, you still have your headphones on. I was like, oh, I didn't even realize.
Great idea.
Yeah. You get your pods. I get to wear my headphones.
Matt's thinking about converting, fat boy.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. Just to hide the bald spot alone.
I
even want them little black boxes to put on my forehead. All those things.
Ronka.
Can I go with another one?
Yeah, real quick.
I didn't want to do that one then on the last one.
Got something good you can do.
Just do what you want.
We got Best M Audio coming up. Yeah, a minute maybe.
Hey, Matt, man, did you get your other DNA test results back yet? I'm thinking about doing that myself. Oh, this is a good one. All my ancestors were farmers, and that's my last name. So I've often wondered if that's how we got our last name. Like when they were doing a census and they didn't know their name or they were illiterate, they just wrote down they were farmers and it just stuck. You agree with that? Is it a possibility? It is good. P1 Pitbull Daddy. It makes sense.
How else would people get to be named Farmer? I mean, that's where all our names came from in some way or another. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them.
My grandma's maiden name was Betty Baseball Player. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
It was not true.
No,
I'm
back
joking.
Then it was Betty Softball Player.
Oh, I mean, Fatboy, what'd your ancestors do?
I don't know.
Yeah, mine were farmers, but I'm a Harris.
I got to do a spit test, find out what they did.
So, obviously, you don't just draw it from that. I mean, the thing about Harris sons, I've often heard.
You used to Harris people. That's why you're Harris.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know how some of the Jews came over here after World War II and they dropped the Steins in the Berg?
Uh-huh.
We changed the way we spelled Harris because we didn't want people to realize we were going to harass them.
Yeah, you didn't want people
that's
to know
clever.
That. Right?
Yeah. Harassment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so we changed it with the I instead of the A, and now people feel comfortable around my kind.
Being a McDonald's just goes to like son of Donald, basically.
Son of Donald?
Yeah, the Mechs or
yes.
Sons of.
Translate to golden this. Arches here on my computer.
It does.
Yeah.
You're using Windows 12, though.
That's right. Well, I am. God bless it. All right. We'll take a break. Keep emailing us, trg@933theplanetrocks.com, trg@933theplanetrocks.com. And we got another P1 payoff coming up here in seconds. Get ready to win you some money right after this.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute Rock Block. Over 93 minutes of rock, only on 93.3.
The Planet
Rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.